Hey, everybody, this is Chuck Maxwell and Brent Moore with the Big Story Podcast. I do want to apologize for those of you who enjoy our segue and intro music. My phone froze up on vacation, not on purpose, but that's where my music usually comes from. I don't have it anymore. So, Brent, I know that usually pumped you up for the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I really look for that music every week. So, yes, I'm fine.
Well, if it was every week, we'd do this podcast a little more often.
That's right.
But anyway, hey, I hope you folks are keeping up with the story. And as we say consistently, if you are not and you get behind, what should you do, Brent?
You should just start reading where we are immediately.
That's exactly right. And if I'm like in the dark about how to find out where I should catch up, how would I do that?
Well, you would basically have to be a dead person to not understand. No, what do? We put it in the e-connection. It's also in the program. It's also available on the table. You can just get George's two-page thing and then never worry about printing off anything again and know that we're in week 20.
And where would you get that two-page thing?
Oh, that's all on our website.
Which is what? Bigstory.info. Because you printed yours out early on, you haven't had to go back to the site.
I mean, in my own defense, since if you're on staff, you just go on the server. But what am I supposed to say?
Okay, well, bigstory.info, scroll down to the bottom. There's the resources are there. You can find out what you want to know. Or if you're not on our Northbrook e-connection, we print it in there every week. Email Trisha at northbrookchurch.com. She will make sure you get the e-connection. You'll see where we are. First of every month, we hand out a calendar. So there are plenty of ways for you to know where we are. Because I have heard some more about this issue that we covered a month or two ago, Brent, I want to talk a little bit more about it because it does apply to some of the things that our reading has revealed. And I want to talk a little bit about divine retribution as we have seen it in the Old Testament stories.
Right.
And how that relates to this latest brouhaha over Rob Bell's book, Love Wins. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine. And I don't know if you had time to listen to my sermon, but I covered this in the imprecatory Psalms. I sort of talked about this for a long time in Psalm 5.
I did not listen to your sermon. I apologize.
No, so this will be extremely relevant. So go ahead.
Okay, well, maybe you should lead it because you've put a lot more thought into it than I have at this point, I'm sure. We have been, you know, inundated for several weeks, and this coming Sunday, just to give you a little bit of a precursor to Sunday, we're getting a break from divine retribution in our reading, and we are entering into a time of peace with the transition into Solomon's reign. But we have been inundated with these stories of God's people annihilating his enemies. And it's been hard to read, hadn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, what I talked about last week is we took it one step further that you have David and other psalmists praying for judgment upon people.
Yeah. So. To me, it's pretty clear that in the Old Testament we do have Yahweh, God, exercising divine retribution toward his enemies. Okay? Now let me also say this. I'm going to give another disclaimer. I have not read Love Wins. Have you read it?
No.
Okay. So I'm giving that disclaimer, and if Rob Bell listens to our podcast, I'm sorry, Rob. I haven't read your book yet. I'm sure there's a few Northbrookers that are reading it, and they can correct us in our perception of it. But the reviews in magazines, in fact, I read the one in Time magazine, made the cover of Time in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then the interviews on TV have been very consistent in the way that they are interpreting Rob Bell's book, Love Wins.
Right.
And the vibe that you get almost across the board is that he is implying that everyone eventually gets accepted by God, mm-hmm. and gets to go to heaven, because no one can be separated from God's love. Mm-hmm. Love will win in the end. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that the way
That's right. And again, I mean, we're going to talk about this in general sense and how this sort of attitude's within our culture. So I think Rob Bell's just reflecting our culture.
Yeah, sure. And he's also not saying anything new.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, so this debate has been around for ages. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not really anything new. Now, what we need to watch out for, and that you and I would want our body to watch out for, is buying in mm-hmm. to what really seems to be an unbiblical perception of divine retribution.
Right, or to put it more simply, an unbiblical view of God.
Okay, yes, that's right. And so, I would, and again, Rob's not here to defend himself, but go on YouTube, listeners, put one of the best interviews that we've seen is Martin Bashir with MSNBC.
That's right.
Type him into YouTube and look at that interview. It's pretty telling, I think. That each time Rob Bell seems to be challenged about this, it's so nuanced that you really don't know exactly what he's trying to say.
Right.
He sort of avoids the word universalism, because mm-hmm. he knows that that's it's a killer mm-hmm. for him.
Right.
But research it for yourself and see what you think about some of the feedback on the book. Here's what I think that we are being challenged to do as far as our church body in reading the big story. Yes, God seems to be a vengeful God in the mm-hmm. Old Testament. He does punish mm-hmm. his enemies. Mm-hmm. You read in the Psalms, and we're reading a lot of Psalms right now, where the unrighteous have no opportunity when they die to praise God.
Right.
Yet the psalmist says, but we get to do that forever.
That's right.
You know, I was noticing that this week in the reading. And so there is this implication, even though this whole idea of eternal hell has not been developed yet in the Old Testament.
That's key.
You do have these references in the Psalms.
Exactly.
The unrighteous people don't get to praise God anymore. Mm-hmm. And when you go to Sheol, you're done. You don't.
That's right.
But we get to do this forever.
Right.
Especially with David and Solomon looking ahead to their reign being eternal, you know. And so you do have hints of it in the Old Testament.
Right.
Then, and I don't want to get into all the scriptures in the New Testament, but here's one that I would say, how does this view that God is going to let everybody off the hook eventually, how would that view mm-hmm. line up with what Jesus says in Matthew 25? I won't read the whole thing, but the passage of the sheep and the goats.
Okay.
The parable of the sheep and the goats. He ends it, that 25:46, and they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
That's right.
Now, I don't see how you could get anything else out of that.
Right. I would just want to add, too, that's consistent with Old Testament theology. I mean, that you could see David saying that, too.
Yeah. So, maybe in light of, how you covered it this past Sunday, for those maybe who didn't get to hear it, what are you thinking? How was your message supporting this whole thing?
Well, now we've sort of done this podcast, I mean, what you're saying actually complements everything that I said this past Sunday. And the idea that even when we get to the New Testament, remember Romans 12, vengeance is mine. Mm. So you said the words, and that wasn't incorrect, that the Old Testament we have God being vengeful, but don't forget that he says it in the New Testament as well. And so that's there.
Yeah,
so it's consistent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good. Well, I mean, I would like to just say that for those of us as Northbrookers and anybody else who's interested in listening to what Brent and I have to say, that let's be Bereans. Let's keep the word out there and search for ourselves the scriptures in what it says and how it lines up with somebody as popular as Rob Bell. Mm-hmm. And he's not the only one who's a universalist.
Right.
He's just the latest one.
Right. And I mean, I think, too, the biggest thing that we want everybody to do is let God be God in the Scriptures. So don't let anyone, us included, or Rob Bell or anybody else say, I know the Scriptures say this, but, and then turn around and sort of make it say what they want it to say instead of allowing the Scriptures to say what they do.
Yeah. And because he's a master at nuancing things. Gosh. He's a master at it.
Yeah.
So I hope that Rob, and he has denied universalism.
Right.
Yet, the reviews continue to point to the fact that that's what he's implying.
Right. So his thoughts would be, I don't go there. See, the difference between Rob Bell and what we're trying to do is, when we come to the Scriptures and come to the platform every Sunday, we're trying to take hard questions from the text and answer them, right? We're trying to deliver truth to God's people. That's not how he views himself at all, right? So he's just on a journey, and he's helping people on a journey. And again, none of that's specifically wrong, but when you press him on hard questions, he doesn't go there, and he'll consistently say that in one form or another.
Yeah. Well, I realize that maybe this has seemed like a Rob Bell bashing session, but I think more in principle, whoever it might be, including Brent Moore or Chuck Maxwell, whoever it might be that you're listening to, whatever you read, make sure you got the word out and you're lining it up with the consistent story of God.
Amen.
In his word.
And right? that's what we're about this year. That's what we're trying to do. And so, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna cut it off at that. And I'm going to work on getting our music back for future podcasts. So,
okay. Well, he's got this fancy iPhone, people. And so he can do it. It's just a question of, can he figure it out?
That's exactly right. I'm new to the technology, so... Hey, everybody, have a good rest of the week. Thanks for listening.